Hey everybody, it's Felicia here. Happy Friday. Thanks for tuning in with me for another Positive Tea with Fee. And this week, our title is Ready, Set, Go. That's definitely the energy that I want to project today. That's definitely the message that I want to spread today. And I'm just really, really happy to be here and really be able to spread positivity. It's been a wonderful week. This is a week where it hasn't even been that hot in Arkansas, but it hasn't been cold. So the weather's been awesome. A lot of good things are coming down the pipeline in my life. I'm still working hard. I'm still maintaining what I need to maintain on my new adventure. So it's all good in the hood. And I hope you guys are doing well. So let's talk about revamping your ambition and planning while progressing so you can be ready for anything. There's so many things that I really want to touch on that have helped me in the past and are helping me now. And I hope it's just going to offer you a fresh perspective on all your goals. So the first thing I want to talk about, I want to jump right into fun times. The thing with fun times that's really helped me is I've been able to do little things to keep things very interesting. We talked about last week how we want to kind of stay on track, keep that new in its perspective, but still kind of keep it fresh, keep it rewarding. So one of those things is going to be fun times. Fun times is going to just make sure that you're doing things, no matter how big or small, that are going to keep things from getting sour. So you know how a lemon is automatically sour and you expect it to be sour? There's a fruit that comes to mind automatically when I think of a little bit of sour, but mainly sweet, and that's oranges. I love oranges. Oranges, we think of oranges, and unlike lemons, most people think of oranges as bright. You think of oranges as sweet, juicy, a little bit of an acidy taste, but you don't really think of oranges as being sour. So that's kind of the same way you have to look at a lot of your goals and ambitions and just things that you kind of do every day in the way of trying to accomplish the small task and the big task. And keeping it fun kind of gives it that extra zing. So in the morning, there's like a carpool line when I take my little boy to school, and it used to be that it was stressful for me. He does go to one of the smaller schools in the district, and he is one of the older kids. So it's a little bit more organized than it was when he was in maybe the fifth grade. But it's still a little bit stressful because you have traffic to consider depending on the weather. That may add an extra layer of stress. And then you just have everyone getting out of their car. Some of the parents will, try to make sure the kids didn't forget anything. And it's just a madhouse in the morning. So basically, one of the things that's really helped me with that is kind of making it fun. The way you look at all of your responsibilities is going to make a difference in getting the sweet part of the orange that we all look forward to, the juicy part of the orange that we all think about. And although it's a little bit of sour, a little bit of tang, a little bit of a twist that you get when you eat an orange, because it's not exactly completely sour like a lemon, there's still going to be all those elements that are involved in each responsibility and each task that we have to perform, no matter how big or small, in our daily lives and ultimately anything that we want to accomplish. But by looking at it as an adventure for my son and I, looking at it as kind of a learning experience and just kind of taking a deep breath, it's really allowed me to not be as stressed out, not be as anxious, not be as concerned about when we're going to get here, what we're going to do, if this car takes a little bit longer, There's no honking the horn. There's no sighing with frustration. It's just kind of living in the moment. So I don't necessarily want you guys to take it as fun times as being going to Disneyland. That's kind of a stretch, but we're even going to say going anywhere because it's not really what I want to convey when I say fun times, and that's not really the point that I want to bring home in its entirety for the topic of fun times. But I want you to think of fun times as being anything that you have to do. Anything that you have to do, any task you have to perform, you can always look at it as fun. Henceforth, how you can take those lemons that we talked about that were really, really sour, and we know lemons are sour, and you can make lemonade. And so the same goes with things in our lives that could normally be very stressful, could normally be something that is even inconvenient and just downright unenjoyable. But you can figure out a way to make everything fun by looking at it in a different perspective. Another thing that I really cannot stand, and a lot of people, women especially, men probably as well, is laundry. Laundry has always been one of those chores that's just, oh my goodness. And as you get older, it's a necessary evil, especially when you have a family, small children, or just in general, because it's like something you have to do, keeping the clothes clean, keeping all of the towels clean, you know, if you have any type of silverware cloths. Just anything that requires washing and drying and organizing and putting up. I cannot stand laundry. And so for years, laundry has just been one of those tasks that's just, to be completely frank, absolutely depressing. And so it got to the point where my husband was taking over some of that. And as Joshua got older, of course, he started doing his own laundry. And of course, it's good for your husband to kind of, you know, share a few of the house chores. You know, you kind of have that thing where you both kind of contribute to things. So that's good. And obviously, it's good for your child to kind of take on responsibility of their own laundry organization, you know, kind of getting a feel of how the whole laundry thing works. So those things are good. But even with that being said, cutting down my responsibility of 2 times a week of laundry to 1 time a week, cutting that 1 time a week down to basically just my laundry and a few extra things here and there, I still hated it. So that didn't work for me. So then after that, I basically started having a little system where I kind of put things in different baskets. The towels would go in one basket, the clothes would go in another basket, et cetera, et cetera. And it worked for a little bit. I'm not gonna lie, it worked for a little bit, but it only worked with organization. It didn't really work with me being able to stomach laundry. I still hated the task, all while I was doing it. Necessary evil, that's what I call it. So I decided about a month ago that whenever I did laundry, I was going to basically put myself in kind of a little invisible gazebo, I guess. And I started playing music that I liked. I also here and there would listen to a podcast or listen to a motivational video or have a conversation with someone I hadn't talked to in a while. And before I knew it kind of got to the point where I was doing the laundry, but since I added in something else, it kind of became fun because my focus was no longer on the fact that I didn't like laundry. My focus was no longer on the task at hand any more than it had to be for me to perform that task. And it just kind of lightened the situation up. Next thing I knew, I was getting done with laundry faster. I was kind of interacting a little bit while doing the laundry. Even if I was listening to a podcast or a video, I was able to just kind of be like, okay, this isn't all that bad. After a while, I'm going to say the last couple of weeks, I am actually starting to look forward to doing laundry because laundry is no longer just doing laundry. It's no longer just a task. It's a fun thing. I turned something that I could not stand, a miserable, depressing, unwelcoming, displeasing time, into a fun time. And I've kind of been able to see laundry as more of a therapeutic self-care type thing. Now, what changed? It definitely didn't change the fact that sometimes things need to be dried a little more than usual, depending on the thickness of the fiber. It did not change the fact that laundry sometimes can be tedious and takes a little bit more time out of your day than you really, really wish it would. And it didn't take away from the fact that I've spent the last 39 years hating laundry. But the different perspective is by making it fun, knowing it's still something I have to do. It's becoming something that I enjoy. And you can do that with pretty much anything in life that has to be done, but you don't like to do it. And so when I say fun times, I'm talking about those times that aren't necessarily designed to be fun. They're not necessarily times that you look at as fun at all, but you can make them fun. And I did that with laundry. So I'm patting myself on the back right now, and I speak very transparently when I say, if I can make laundry fun, you can make any time fun. Preparing for tomorrow is the next topic that I want to kind of dive into this evening. With everything that we do, there's going to be a short-term future and a long-term future. And this is why we have short-term goals and long-term goals. Sometimes those will work hand in hand, sometimes they'll be miles apart. But when you're preparing for tomorrow or preparing for what's next, anything that presents itself to you as an opportunity, you're ready for it. Now, there's some things that you may consider out of your reach. You may consider something that's just a not right now. It doesn't necessarily mean you're not interested. It doesn't necessarily mean it's not in your reach. It's just a not right now. It's always better to be prepared for that opportunity at any cost than it is to have the opportunity and not be prepared. And so, in everything you do, always think outside the box. Always look at yourself as accomplishing more than you set out to accomplish. You never know what opportunity is going to knock at your door. You never know what has been overlooked. You never know what tomorrow is going to bring. You never know how what you're doing now or what you've worked so hard for or what you finally accomplished or what looks like success is going to tie into something greater. The bigger picture of preparing for tomorrow is always understanding that the things that we don't see right in front of us may still exist. And even though we don't see today how what we're doing right now is going to tie in with something else, something different, something greater, something that's going to accomplish things on a wider scale. Maybe not even for yourself, maybe for your loved ones, maybe for the people in your community, maybe for someone that you didn't even know was part of the equation of it all. But by staying prepared, going the extra step, doing more research, keeping that self-development going, keeping that brainstorming going, that we've talked about, that emotional brainstorming, being able to write your ideas down. Being able to understand that you are not necessarily doing all there is to do. And then by staying prepared for tomorrow and keeping a fresh perspective on the future, nothing is going to catch you off guard. Even if there's more that you have to do, more steps you have to take, it's still going to be something that you're prepared for because you're not boxing yourself in. I have had times where I have boxed myself in, where the impossible was right in front of me, and I didn't expect it to be. Now, most of the time, I have been able to rise to the occasion but I wasn't always prepared. And because I wasn't always prepared, I ended up having to do so much under pressure. It doesn't necessarily mean that I did a bad job, but it wasn't the best that I could do. And so I learned to always prepare myself for what could happen or what will happen, even if I'm fine where I'm at, because you just don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. There's a movie called Castaway, starring Tom Hanks. And he's obviously in a non-favorable situation because he was in a plane crash that landed him in an island. And he's by himself. He has very limited resources, and this lasts for years. And once he's finally back, he was rescued and he's finally, back in society, trying to piece together everything physically, mentally, and emotionally. And he's kind of telling his story. And one of the things that really helped him to hold on or to have some hope, even as destitute as he was in his situation, is even though a lot of things looked horrible, he said that he learned to keep going, to keep breathing, because you never know what the tide may bring in. So I'm not just talking about the good times where everything's going good and you're like, this is it. It can't get any better than this. This is during the times where you're barely hanging on. You want to be prepared for tomorrow because you do not know what it's going to necessarily bring. You do not know if the tides are going to change. You do not know if the areas of your life that you think are set in stone are going to change. And as scary as that is, as scary as that will continue to be, because we are creatures of habit as humans, you still have to prepare yourself. And it's well worth it. It's well worth it to keep going. It's well worth it to keep breathing, even when things are not going as well as you think they should be going. And you feel like there's no one to throw you a life jacket, there's no one to rescue you. That may change tomorrow. And even if you're as happy as you've ever been, there may be a shift in your purpose. There may be an addition to your purpose. And the bigger picture here is we, as human beings, need to kind of get away from what's habitual and try to get closer to what's possible. And of course, holding on to your faith in God and answering to a higher power is definitely something that's beneficial, because sometimes, as complex as our human brains may be, there's some things that you just can't understand at that moment. And some things are not meant for you to understand. But tomorrow, the tide might bring in something different. So why not be ready for that? So the next thing that I want to talk about is learning to live and living to learn. There's always something that life is going to present you. There's always more information. There's always more content. What we're doing now, like we've talked about, turning everything into a fun time, remembering to have fun. We talked about being prepared for tomorrow and being ready. It's okay to be in the moment, but in those moments, making them productive. Don't ever close your perspective of learning. There's people who are homeless that I've come into contact with that are in need of the basic necessities. And I've still been able to learn from groups of people who may be struggling in some area. But I found that those people always have a story. And in never knowing what their story is, I stopped to realize that as a human being, with my 39 years on this earth and all the things I've experienced, all the things that I've learned, all the things that I've shared, and all the things that I've acquired from my experiences and my time around other human beings, I don't know my whole story yet. I only know as far as my scope allows me to see. So whenever you meet other people in different circumstances, no matter if it's the janitor or the CEO, There's always something to learn. And life itself, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, there's always going to be more that's there for the taking. I try to live my life in a constant circle of self-improvement. And when I was able to make the commitment to myself that I was never going to be content with what it was that I knew, I made a commitment to try to learn something new every day, try to make my existence about learning. And remember that when you stop learning, you stop living because you stop growing. And that's really the basis of our lives that should always be a priority is learning. Learning allows you to go places mentally that you may not be physically. Like reading a book, you may not actually be in the place physically, but you're able to sense it. And that's the same about the knowledge that you acquire in every single step that you take in life. Those things that we may not understand, those experiences that we have not yet experienced, they're important because they're allowing us to increase the knowledge that we have. Knowledge is powerful. Knowledge allows you to be more effectual in the community, more effectual in your little area of the world, more effectual as a person who's living in your purpose. And it's been so advantageous to me and beneficial to be able to learn from every person that I see. You've also probably heard the expression before, stop and smell the roses. There's so many times that we take life for granted. We live in a microwave, fast food, fast-paced world, as one motivational speaker said. And the biggest thing is we have so much going on in our lives. Even though we're in a pandemic, we still found a way to get back in the rat race of life. And by getting in the rat race of life, there's so many things that will pass us by. There's so many things that we don't stop to savor. Just like getting a plate of food and just gobbling it up in 5 minutes or less. But when you savor the food, you're able to taste the flavors, you're able to kind of expand your palate to the different parts of your taste buds. And it just gives it kind of a different perspective. And I feel like it's good to always exercise your mental muscle, no matter where you're at, no matter what type of human beings that you're around that may share completely different views from you. Those different perspectives are what make life colorful. The different seasons of somebody else's life, the different experiences, those can add additions to you because ultimately we don't know everything. And by being around people who come from different backgrounds, have different areas of expertise, or even someone who's simply simplistic but unique, it can be very beneficial. And it really makes life worth living. The last thing that I want to touch on is it's time to show up different. It is the scariest thing for you to say that everything you've ever thought, everything you've ever learned, and everything you've ever done is easy to do, but you have to change it. I speak from personal experience when I say there are so many habits and things that I've been forced to change throughout the pandemic. I have tried to understand how creative you have to be in a situation where there's something that's taken over the whole world and it's changing it in one way or another. So I've taken a lot of that time to see the pandemic as not just a challenge, but a benefit and a privilege. And it's been a privilege because it's really allowed my self-development that I was doing pre-pandemic to go even deeper. And by choosing to be a different person, look at different perspectives, I've been able to see myself not just through my eyes, but through God's eyes. I've been able to see myself in a way that the universe has never allowed me to see myself. I was wearing blinders. I was wearing contentment. I was wearing a certain amount of mental and emotional satisfaction. And in a lot of ways, not fulfilling myself spiritually. And so when I chose to show up different, it was very scary. It was very intimidating because we get used to the routines of the way that we've been used to. And it's not necessarily that we're lazy or that we don't want to do something different. It's just simply because we are programmed to be creatures of habit. You know, being different, showing up different, doing different, wanting different, and just being a different person, you have to do the work. I had to do the work when I decided to start walking in my calling as an evangelist, minister for God. I had to show up different when I decided that prayer was more important than podcasts. Not saying that podcasts are bad, just simply saying that my priorities had to change. I decided to show up different when I decided that being a mom was not so much about my child being a carbon copy of myself, but that as he's growing, he is designed to have his own personality, his own strengths, his own weaknesses. He has his own role, you know, as a human being. And as a mother, a lot of times we are so wrapped up in our child being a certain way, doing certain things, wanting certain things. Becomes more about what we think they should be and less about what they're supposed to be. And ultimately, our children are a gift from God, and we've been given a huge responsibility to show them the way. And so, with that being said, as a mother, I had to step back and understand that although my child came from me, he's not me. And as he gets older, you know, he's changing. He's now a preteen. He's at, you know, the brink of puberty, and he's forming his own personality. I had to show up different when both of my parents instantly became disabled. One of them's been disabled for years, and the other one followed. And as of June the 30th, 2020, I have two disabled parents. And so I had to show up different as a daughter, as their friend, and as someone who wanted to make the household that I live in as a mother and a wife, my first ministry, and my family that I was raised with as my second ministry, and to actually have a responsibility that's totally different. I had to show up different for that. I had to show up different when I decided to change programs within the company that I'm in. I had to show up different in so many ways. And it hasn't been easy, but it's been rewarding. And it's been something that I wouldn't change, no matter how intimidating it's been, no matter how inconvenient it's been, no matter how sometimes it just seems like, oh my goodness, what am I doing? What am I doing? I had to show up different to ask questions. I had to show up different to do the work. I had to show up different to try a lot of my own self-development advice, my teaching and my preaching on myself. I had to show up different. So, revamping your ambition while you're progressing, you're going to be ready for anything. You're going to make sure you're having fun, even if it's something you don't like, because you got to get it done anyway. You're going to do that when you're preparing for tomorrow. And so, when those opportunities knock on your door, you're ready. Surprise, going to learn to live. Up different. and you'll be able to keep showing up different, and you'll be able to be the best version of yourself. I want to thank you guys for tuning in with me again tonight on this wonderful Friday night. Know that we are in whatever journey, whatever stage you're in your life, we're on it together because we're all trying to be the best human beings we can be with God's help. You guys have a wonderful weekend, and thanks for tuning in to Positive Tea with me. Love you guys. Bye-bye.